Hey, everybody. Welcome to the official Game Stitch podcast. This is episode 567. I'm producer Gerald. And today, as always, I'm joined by Ryan Walton.
Hello.
Good night.
You said today, but really it's tonight.
Yeah, tonight.
It's a night show.
Night show. Go to sleep. All right. It's already over. Good time.
8:35 Central Standard Time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Saturday, not Sunday.
Yeah. You have a game to go to, so that's what we're recording tonight.
Yeah, it's just completely different. It's different energy for sure. I don't hate a nighttime show, though.
No, I feel like I'm already awake.
Yeah.
Right. The day's already been by.
You can tell, though, that you did something today. Your hair is still fixed up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You're alert. Sometimes in the morning, you still got the bed head.
I always have the bed head.
It's been a full day, though. Camera quit working on me, so I'm mysterious. You can't see me.
Yeah.
Which I like. We're just out here tonight.
Yeah, I got shipped out to go Christmas shopping, so that's why I'm all dressed up.
How was that?
I don't mind it. I don't like stupid drivers, but everything else is fine.
Yeah.
People who block lanes and
people.
Yeah. The people who block the lanes and.
I want to go shopping where there's no one else. I want to go shopping where it's empty.
You have to do that early in the morning or late at night, right before close.
It's already out of control. I had to run to a store today and traffic's already a nightmare, and it's December 2nd.
Mm-hmm.
There's no hope for this month.
Is there? Yeah.
And it's unfortunate because this is the month of my birth.
Yep.
A month of the Lord's birth, depending on what you believe.
Mm-hmm.
It's got that old Saint Nick day in there. It's got a lot to offer. But it's been commercialized so much that you can't even enjoy it.
Yep. My anniversary is also this month.
See, there you go. One more good thing about this month.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, you're gonna have to celebrate that at home because you can't go anywhere.
Well, no, we'll go out to dinner. Luckily it's during the week. It's a weekday.
Like a Wednesday?
It is actually, I should know this. It is a Wednesday.
Yeah, like a hump day, they call it.
No, Tuesday and Thursday are hump days.
I don't think so.
Yeah, two hump camels. We've been over this.
No, I think it's Wednesday.
I'm changing it. I'm taking it.
I don't think you can just change a thing like that. I think you change smaller things. I don't think you can just change a thing like that. Yeah. Listen, if you found 100 people and you said, what's hump day? What day of the week is hump day? What is the percentage that you think would say Tuesday and Thursday?
If I'm one of the 100, at least 1%.
Okay, but if you're not.
Then 100% will say 100. Okay. Americans, if you go over to another country, they may not.
You're talking about across the pond?
Yeah.
Those votes don't count. I think we both know that.
Mm-hmm.
The survey is only open to U.S. citizens. Sorry.
Yeah. See, I thought about actually making a shirt showing a two-hump camel.
Yeah.
And doing like hump day, Tuesday and Wednesday, or Tuesday and Thursday.
Like a Tuesday on one side, Thursday on the other, hump?
Yeah.
If you had two humps, you'd slide right down in the middle pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Like a nice. The two humps would hump you. As you slid down in the humps.
Yeah, but I think you're probably better seated. I don't know if you can see the screen. I got.
Those humps are too big for me.
Yeah, but look, you're able to hold on.
Yeah.
It almost looks fake.
Now, what I'll say about the double hump, or about any hump, really. When the hump is that exaggerated as this photo that you've pulled up with the two gentlemen on it,
mm-hmm.
I don't like it. That looks like something went wrong. It looks like there's a chunk missing. That one looks like it has two Labradors on top of it. I don't like these. These are disturbing. I don't like them. I won't celebrate any day of the week that pertains to these things. Now, here's a new idea. What if the work week was Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday? We took Wednesday and Saturday, Sunday off. We shortened it to a 4-day work week.
Interesting.
How do you feel about that?
I don't mind that at all.
I don't think we need all five.
We don't.
I think you can't change people's pay.
Right. But then if you need to go to the hospital on Wednesday or something, or a doctor's, you want something to eat, those people that are working on Wednesday, just like Saturday,
obviously,
and Sunday.
There would be a rotating shift for our first responders and our healthcare workers and the people that, the people that work at like convenience stores, grocery stores, you still have to have a rotating shift, but for the folks not necessary, I think the government called them non-essential.
Mm-hmm.
Could we do a Wednesday, Saturday, Sunday work week, off?
Yeah. 10-hour shifts.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not trying to get out of anything. I'm just trying to get one more day.
Well, really it'd be 11-hour shift with an hour lunch.
Yeah.
I'm done with that. We're trying to do that at my work. We're trying to talk them into letting us do that.
Now, I have bad news for you.
Mm-hmm.
You're essential.
Oh, no, I know.
Okay. I just didn't want you getting too excited about this new idea.
Yeah.
Because you're not going to qualify.
We've talked it. It's been pitched. It's been discussed, but
that's just a bunch of hopeful people, though.
Yeah. Because it's a thing of like, what is fair is, if we allow you to do it, then we need to let this group do it and this group do it, this group do it. And we're like, we don't care about that group. We're talking about our group.
Yeah, but where does it end, though? I mean, I get it. Where does it end? Because you're right. If it's good for the goose,
Mm-hmm.
How's that saying go?
So if it's good for the goose, it's good for the gander.
Yeah. Which is the flock, correct?
Yeah.
That's a goose flock as a gander.
Yep.
Can we verify?
I'm looking it up now.
You took the screen away like you were going to do porn instead, though.
Oh, no.
Like, yeah. I could see the screen.
I thought you maybe want to see.
You took it away. It was there.
I know. I thought you want to maybe look at me, see what I'm doing.
I want to see the gander.
Okay. Introduce a new gander, male goose, to his new gaggle of females.
Oh, the male's a gander?
Is a flock of geese called a gander. Male goose is called a gander. And a group of geese are called a gaggle.
So if it's good for the goose, it's good for the male goose?
Yeah.
That's what that saying means? What does that mean?
All right, let's look it up.
Also, Gander Mountain, that store, that was a male goose mountain? Because that was the name of a store. The origin of the phrase, what's good for the goose is good for the gander, originally from 1670 proverb. John Ray's A Complete Collection of the English Proverbs.
What's the original meaning?
What does it mean? Oh my gosh, this guy, Tim James, has written a whole novel about what it means.
Goose meaning you are no better than I am. It is about reminding someone that their sense of privilege is misplaced.
I don't think that gets used right a lot.
No.
It gets used like, if it's good enough for me, it's good enough for you.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, I guess, what you just said, but it sounded different the way you said it. Say it one more time. What does it say? Reminding you of your privilege.
Reminding you are no better than I am. It is about reminding someone that their sense of privilege is misplaced.
It's the privilege misplaced. Yeah, it's weird the way it says that. It should just be what's good for the gander is good for the gander. Or what's good for the gaggle is good for the gaggle. Or what's good for the gander is good for the gaggle.
Yeah.
Goose is weird.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's using the male version, but then it's using just the overall animal, the bird. I don't like it. I think I always thought it was like what's good for you is good for the flock.
Yeah. So in here in the dictionary, what is good for a man is equally good for a woman, or what a man can have her do, so can a woman have her do. This comes from an early proverb. What's sauce for the goose is sauce for the gander.
I don't think they have this figured out.
No, I still don't think they know. I gotta
be honest with you. Yeah. That was disappointing.
Mm-hmm.
I used it like if it's good enough for your department, it's good enough for another department.
Yeah.
I think that's correct, right? Because you're trying to show privilege because you said we're not talking about them. We're talking about us.
Yeah.
So I used it correctly.
Yes.
But I think a lot of folks using it wrong, and I think I have used it wrong.
No, I've used it wrong before.
I may not use it at all anymore. I don't like it. It may be gone.
Right. No, you'll forget about it tomorrow.
Yeah, you're right. And I'll be at the game tomorrow. I'm like, what's good for the goose is good for the gander.
Yeah. And everybody will be like, yeah.
Yeah. One in the hands or two in the bush. I'll be saying everything.
Mm-hmm.
I like a saying.
Me too.
I like an old timey saying.
I listen to podcasts and then every now and then they'll say something. Now I'll remember it. Like, oh, I'm going to use that and use it for like a day or two. Then I won't use it for a couple weeks and I forget. It's like, man, what was that? I said, oh man, I had a good one I was going to use.
You got to write them down. You got to get a journal.
Yeah, I know.
I got a journal.
Mm.
I got a leather bound, like a leather sleeve that holds a moleskin notebook. Has a pen that locks the two sides together. So it's everything you need. And I'm not like Dear Diary. What I'm doing is just writing down things because I have a shit memory.
Yeah.
Like I have a list of things I want to sell. I have a list of things I want to buy. I have a tab that's called Good Ideas. It's blank. But if I get one, I plan to write it there.
See, remember, you remember back in the day when the note phones were really popular? I had a Note 4.
Yep.
And I did that. I used to pull my pen out right on there. And then when I transferred to the Note 7, everything was good. And then when I had to send it back because that was the one that was supposed to blow up and get a new one, I didn't save my stuff and it didn't transfer. Those notes didn't save over to my new phone because they didn't have that same app. So I lost all of it.
So I keep a lot of notes on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not the same.
It's not.
I have like 62 note pages and they're all mixed up because I'll just put a note on whichever one it opens up to. And then I don't even know what I'm talking about when I go back and look at it. And there's something about like pen to paper that feels good.
Yeah.
And so I started like a couple days ago, just keeping track of some things I wanted to buy, some things because like I'll sometimes walk by something in like my garage or something. I'm like, I need to sell that thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like I don't need it. I need to get rid of it. And then, you know, somebody will be like, hey, you got anything for sale? You got anything to get rid of? And I can't think of anything. So yeah. I'm just jotting it down. I'm just putting some pen to paper and, it's real leather. It smells good. It smells like someone ripped it off the back of a cow.
Mm.
It was handmade by a gentleman on the internet. And, so it's nice too. It's got like a good hand feel to it. It's kind of classy. But I'm just going to just write down things. And because it's just a sleeve, when that moleskin is full, which will never happen, I can just swap it out.
Right.
And the thing I'm doing is I'm like putting all the things I want on one page. So it's kind of chaotic to see everything written there. But it's nice also because I'm putting like retail prices beside the thing that I want, current retail prices. So that if I'm ever on eBay or out somewhere or whatever, I can kind of look and see if it's cheaper.
Yeah.
But let's be that old guy. It's like carrying around a notebook.
Yeah. Pull it out. Have the cargo pocket on your pants.
No, I'll take it out of my messenger bag.
You're going to walk around every day with your messenger bag, your satchel.
I don't see. I walk around every day with a backpack. Well, Monday through Friday.
Well, and until when you're off, just out to your game, you're not going to have your, to the game.
I don't think you can bring, you can only bring the clear bags in the game. You'd have to get a clear messenger bag that was only 12 inches.
Mm.
Or you wouldn't be allowed in the game.
Yeah.
So many rules.
Yeah, they do.
I think for good reason, but
mm-hmm.
You know, I did buy a heated jacket for the game.
Oh,
not for this particular game, but for the cold ones.
Yeah.
It's a jacket like any other, but it's got nine heating zones.
Hmm.
It's your two pockets. So where your hands go,
right.
It's both right and left breast. It's the two lower back, like the lumbar right and left. It's two center right up the spine.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's the collar of the jacket. That makes up the nine. It comes with a battery, like a 14,800 milliamp battery that goes in the pocket. And it's got a little button right where the heart is that you click on.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got three heating sets, like baby mode, medium, and hot. And hopefully that keeps me warm.
How long does it say the battery lasts?
On high heat, it says up to 3 to 4 hours on high heat.
Oh, yeah, that's a game. Yeah, you can get that in a game.
Yeah.
Because you can just turn it off real quick, then turn it back on when you start getting a little cold.
Well, I think the move is that, like, you get there, you get in your seat, and you wait until you get cold to cut it on.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think you cut it on, like, when you're walking to the game. But, like, when you're there, you're in your seat, and you're like, I'm kind of a little chill in there, a little crisp, a little snap out here. Mm-hmm. Also, all the games are at noon, so it's probably not going to matter. But then you click it on then.
Right.
And then you just enjoy that glow coming from inside.
Did you get it because of last week? Because last week was pretty bad.
No, I wasn't cold at all. Last week I wore boxers. Then I wore like the athletic, like tight pant under that, over mm-hmm. that. And then I wore just a set of jeans.
They're called spandex.
And then I wore, because I don't like the
yoga pants.
People wear? What?
The yoga pants?
No. No, Lululemon's? No.
The all white.
Yeah, those. The cotton?
Yeah, but I forgot what they're called.
Cotton under there. Why can't I think of what those are called? The underlayer things. Like, you're searching for warm undergarment.
Yep.
Long johns.
Long johns, that's it.
Yeah, I don't like a long john. So what I have is like the, it's like dude leggings. They're like that chick with the gray ones on right there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm basically wearing that, but black. That's for dudes, I think. I don't really know. Let's see what dude leggings pull up. Yeah, it's those. What does it call them?
Under Armour.
Men's thermal. The ones I have actually are Under Armour.
Four pack. Four pack for $31.99 on Under Armour.
So anyways, boxers, then those. I'm a boxer brief guy, so there's no bunching. Mm-hmm. I go right over the top with those. I don't have these cool ones that these folks have. Mine are all black. Then I put a set of, and then I put, this is important here, I put my socks on at next, so I have the tights on with mm-hmm. the socks, right? That creates no air gap. Then after that, I go with the, oh, look at those Titans tights.
I know.
They're lady editions. I couldn't, that she looks way better than I ever would in those. You'd be uncomfortable if you saw me in those. So anyways, jeans over that. I then tuck my undershirt into that, which in this case was a long sleeve. Then I put my hoodie on over that, and I did no jacket, and I was perfect temperature last week. All those look like I'm getting on the field.
I know. Dude, I search Tennessee Titans retro football uniform leggings for men.
Those look good. He's got them on with those Reeboks, too.
White or blue.
You can get home or away.
Yeah.
Man, what if I had, see, those look good. I wear them where no one could ever see them. But if you just showed mm-hmm. up, had those on the outside, that might put me in the game.
That's women. I was like, wait a minute.
The Titans are just not a popular franchise. I just want to say that. Oh, where are those blue ones right there? All the way to the left. Yeah, what are those?
Looks like a Batman. Some kind of bird.
Yeah, I don't know what those are.
A bird on it.
Yeah, so that's what I wore, and I was good. The temperature is going to be very similar tomorrow, so I'll probably wear something similar.
Mm-hmm.
I'll probably wear a different hoodie, but yeah. I didn't buy it because of last week. I bought it because I went to a game at some point in my life that was like 8 degrees, and I don't want to do that again with nothing. Those are those fake hey dudes right there.
Mm-hmm.
Those are like, sup, pal? Mm. Now, what do you wear when it's cold? You're a long john guy?
No. I'm a, let's say, boxer briefs.
Because I feel like you judge me a little bit for the tights, so it's important that we figure out what it is that you think is better.
No, boxer briefs, basketball shorts, and then a pair of jeans or a khaki. khaki sour cargo pants.
So I can't do the shorts because they bunch up on me. Like basketball shorts are thick.
No, see, I have really thin ones.
That you got running shorts on.
But they're basketball because they go all the way down to the knee. Like not like the running ones.
It sounds made up though.
They're not.
I think anything that goes down like that's thick.
No, they're not. They're super thin.
What about your calves? They're just out there being cold?
Yeah, I have a lot of meat on my calves, so they don't really get cold. Like I don't feel the coldness on my calves.
I think you're missing out on the rest of your pants.
And my feet, I'm wearing usually like 2 to 3 layers of socks. Because I can't do wool socks. I sweat too much in wool.
What do you mean?
So I have like the little toe socks.
Oh, those aren't doing anything.
So I have them first. Then I put a low cut, like a no-show above them. And then I have like an ankle sock on top of that.
You're just ruining whatever shoes you're shoving that big club in.
No, I have my shoes are usually always bigger than what.
You got to size up just to put the 3 layers of sock on.
But all my shoes are like that anyway, except for my running shoes, the ones I actually run in.
The one that you wear the short shorts for.
Yeah.
Short, thin shorts.
Yeah, the men's booty ones.
Let me ask you this. Is the problem with what I'm telling you that I'm calling them tights? Is that what the problem is?
No, I actually own a pair.
Are you 2. Upset that what I'm calling them?
No.
What do you call them?
Leggings.
I think they're a thermal pant is what when I purchased them, what they were called. Like a men's thermal pant. They're those black Under Armours. We should have saw, but we should have looked and see what they were called. Men thermal pants. See, that's what they are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mine don't have that weird asteroid on the side that was on that one.
Yeah, see, I have just a player of black Nike ones.
Now, if you ever see me and that's my outer layer, check to see what happened.
Yeah.
I'm just out there living in them. But they're fine for underneath.
Then I do have a crazy colored pair.
So why wouldn't you wear those when you were out in the cold?
Because they don't keep me warm.
You just wear them because you look good in them? Like, what's that? I don't understand.
No, I got them because they were cheap and I thought it'd be funny to go to the gym wearing something like that. To embarrass a friend of mine.
Mine keep me warm.
But I don't have I still have that Nike one. The Nike one's really thin.
Well, I mean, those are good. Those should keep you warm.
They should, but they probably don't. I can try it.
So back to you. You wear your boxer briefs, then you just got a set of full-on game-used NBA shorts on that somehow are super thin.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got a pair of just pants on over top of that, all bunched up.
No, it's not bunched.
Then you wear you don't wear an undershirt, or you do?
Usually, I'll wear two shirts.
Yeah, okay. So undershirt tucked in, and then outer layer untucked. Those have a dick pouch.
No, what the hell is that?
The bullet. I don't mind a dick pouch, you know, where it's got a little extra material right in the middle for your junk to go so it doesn't have to pick a side. But those were made for you to be fully erect in.
Yeah.
Those ones you pulled, the bullet ones. His entire trunk was in it, which made me uncomfortable. And then so you just have a loose layer over top of the tucked in layer.
Yeah.
And then are you a jacket or a coat kind of guy?
Depends on where I'm going. Like Monday night, I went to the wrestling event in Nashville and I had a big, thick, thick coat on.
Like a puffy jacket?
Yeah. That can put like gloves and hat because it was supposed to be like 25 degrees, 23 degrees when we got out.
Were they wrestling outside?
No, they're wrestling inside, but we're the Nashville Arena. But I parked.
Bridgestone?
The Bridgestone Arena, the Nashville Arena. The Predators, where the Predators play.
What's it called now? Is it still Bridgestone?
It's still Bridgestone.
So
I parked, we parked ways away. So we had a long walk. So I was like, I'm not trying to be cold. And I was, me and my dad went, and I was trying to have him get cold either.
You got to park in that parking lot right behind the Bridgestone, under the event center.
Oh, the tickets were like $45 for the whatever minutes for the couple hours we're going to be there.
Every time I've parked back there ever for any big event, it's only $10.
Hmm.
It's right behind there, right underneath the event center. It's a giant parking garage under that building. It's like always $10 every time I've ever been.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, that's the move. Even when I go to Predators games, that's where I would park. Now, it's been a while, but parking was always reasonable over there. but that's the move.
Okay,
but are you not in the event, though?
You mind what?
Are you not hot in there just sweating balls with this big puffy coat on at the wrestling thing?
No, I will take it off.
And you just got a jacket to carry?
No, just it's sitting in my lap.
You tied around your waist?
No, just sits in the lap.
What if you got to go up somewhere? You just leave the jacket?
No. I just sit the whole time.
What if you had to pee?
Don't have to.
What if you want food?
I'll eat beforehand.
They do concessions at a wrestling thing?
Yeah, they do.
People eat, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just not you.
No, not me.
That's weird. So it's right behind, find Bridgestone. This is riveting podcast for people.
I know. Here's Second Avenue, Music City. Should be right around here, right? Yeah, there's a Music City Center.
Is that what it's called now? Switch over to the satellite view down there.
Layers. Oh, yeah.
And we can see it. It's that big bowl right there.
There it is.
Is that it? Bridgestone Arena.
Yep.
So, like, right behind one side of it, there is the convention center, right? The Music City Center. The parking is underneath this building right here.
Oh, okay.
You actually pull, like, inside this building.
Mm-hmm.
And it's down underneath it. And it's always reasonably priced.
Yeah, well, this street right here was blocked off. So
you got to be able to get to it some way.
Yeah, no, so I probably could have came around that way. So I parked way over here, up here.
Oh, yeah, that's too far.
Yeah, so we walked it, came down this way, then walked over that way.
No, that's too far. You did have to dress like a psychopath. But I bet parking was not very expensive in that parking lot down there.
Yeah, because we looked right at here, and this was $45 for the...
Yeah, I bet that was.
And then it was only like $20 for 3 hours, but we were going to be in there longer than 3 hours.
Yeah, I bet you could have parked for the entire event behind the stadium for $10 to $15.
Well, that's good to know.
Yep, right in there. It's a little misleading because you can't see it, and it is mm-hmm. also not pulling up for parking.
Yeah.
But it's there. That sweet Titan Stadium right there, that Nissan Stadium.
Titan Stadium. Yeah, this is where the new one's going to be, right?
Yeah.
Right there?
No, not right there.
Thought it was going to be right here.
Mm-mm. No, it's going in the parking lot right beside it there.
Oh, it's going right here?
Uh-huh.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, that place, that scrapyard will not sell.
Oh, so they're not going to go. Okay, that's where I thought they were going to go.
Mm-mm. So they're actually building it in the... It's a little wacky. They're going to build it in that parking lot right here beside it.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're going to tear the old one down.
And turn that into a parking lot.
Correct. So it's going to be like turmoil for longer than necessary.
So all these hotels, they're probably going to have to go then, huh?
I don't know how they're doing it. I don't think so. I think it's... I mean, if you look, the lot is the same size as the other... Like the parking lot is actually bigger than the stadium lot is on.
Yeah.
And the new stadium is smaller than the current stadium.
Yeah. I'm just worried about this road right here. And it doesn't look like, cause it's supposed to be bigger, the new stadium, right?
No, it's smaller.
Oh, they're going smaller.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It seats like, I don't know, like 6,000 less or something.
Oh, that's right. Cause they're doing a dome.
Yes.
Yeah.
It has some weird like outside area, but I don't know. It'll probably face on the other side of that parking lot there.
Mm-hmm.
I got a little cough tonight. Yeah. So it's going to be chaos because there's going to be no parking for like several seasons.
So where are you guys going to have to park then?
They're going to park you somewhere else and shuttle you over if you have parking passes, but they've already said that tailgating is not allowed.
Yeah. I remember you said that.
See if you can find lot R. That just popped up which lot it was there. A. B. It's on the back side here. Check that one.
It's HPP.
Oh, you can't just, you have to go to them. That P was just showing it was parking, I think.
That's J.
Go the other way. Yeah, go that way.
K.
K. What's that one?
I'm trying to see down here. Hold on. H. S.
That's
M. There's A.
Where the hell do we park at? So there's a, it's where the people bridge is. So you find the overpass where people walk across.
It's right here, right?
Okay, that's lot R.
Right there.
What does it show it as? It doesn't show it as anything, does it?
The bridge parking lot.
Yeah, that's lot R. Okay, so look right where you're looking right now. This is the, you see the brown sections that look like landscaping?
Yeah.
Okay, this is where people walk down off that bridge. So we tailgate right here up against this wall.
Oh, yeah, I see the bridge. Okay.
So we're on the back side of it is where we park. Okay, we tailgate right here and then scroll up a little bit towards the stadium. Right there in this little grassy knoll, that's where we were this last game.
Mm.
The actual curb right there.
Oh.
That right there. Yep, we had the cornhole boards and the pop dart boards right there in that grass.
Truck
was backed in right there where the white car was.
Nice.
We walk right across that dusty way there, and you're at the stadium. You cross that one road that's shut down, and you're at the stadium. And you actually walk in straight to that gate, and that's the if that parking lot to the right there, that looks like it has a stage in, right there, mm-hmm. That's the pregame event. And so we walk in right there, and you don't have to do any gates, really.
Oh, that's cool.
You just walk straight in. Now, our seats are on the whole opposite side of the building, which is not ideal.
Because you guys sit somewhere over here, right?
Correct, yeah. That red section, right? Not quite that far over. It's a few over from that. But, yeah, it's like right there. But, yeah, this picture that you have is weird because it's dirt. This Google image is dirt.
Yeah, it's before. When I go with my friend, we always sit, like, right around here.
Yeah, so last year we were sitting in the middle section.
So we've never, well, I think we've close we've been to like four seats back, but we pretty much usually in the middle.
Yeah, so we were sitting dead in the middle of the end zone
and then
when we went last year.
And we always park.
Oh, it's too far away. Why are y'all
parking? Yeah, we park way, usually way down here.
No, I'd rather pay more.
Yeah,
so
right.
If you go to lot A, the one that's right across from lot A is pay to park, and that's where we used to park when we didn't have a parking spot. And I would pay like $80 to park.
Ooh, well, see, way down here, because we park usually in this, somewhere around here, it's free.
You park over by like the Shoney's.
Yeah. When we go, because that's where he's just used to parking there. So it's easier just to get off, go right there, park, and then just walk.
Parking passes are worth every dime.
Mm-hmm.
You're just there. You don't have to worry about it. And we can go there and tailgate without being in like anybody's way. We can take 2-3 parking spots up and there's still plenty of parking.
Right. Because most people don't get there until once the game starts.
Correct. When we come out, there's no parking. But beforehand, there's tons of parking. So anyways, that was some of the worst podcasts we could have ever done.
Yeah.
We just looked at a map for 20 minutes that no one else can see.
Yeah. Leggings and the map.
Oh, no, camels, thermals.
Yeah, camels, thermals, and then map, and then Titans.
Yeah, Titan Stadium map.
Now, speaking of Titans, I was out shopping and I seen some Oilers glasses at one of those shots. I thought it was pretty cool.
Yeah, they have the two throwback games this year where they wear Oilers gear.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of Texans fans up in arms about them. They say they're theirs.
But they would have if they took the name.
So it's tough, right? They can't take the name because the Titans technically own it.
Yeah. If they gave it back and they took the, if they asked
they
for to have the
back.
Oilers back.
They wanted it back and the Titans are like, nay, can't have it. It's our lineage, our history. But the fans and the team, from what I understand, feel like the throwback should be theirs.
I kind of agree. I kind of like both sides.
It's tough, right? Because they are Houston.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't belong to them.
Because, you know, the Ravens did it. The Ravens gave the Browns up in the whole lineage and then started over and gave the Browns back.
Here are my thoughts on it. First off, the uniforms look awesome, so you can't have them back. But listen, I feel like it does belong to the city of Houston. Like the name, the Oilers, belongs to the city of Houston. Not to the team, but to the city.
Mm-hmm.
So from that perspective, I do kind of feel like it should have stayed with the Texans. But from a greed perspective, and that though that's the history of the team that I enjoy, and it's also a badass look for the stadium and for the uniforms. I you know, I'm torn. Now, here's what's awesome. They're playing the Texans, and I think that's the next game they're wearing the Oilers. It's at home, and they're wearing the Oilers gear against the Texans.
Ooh, that's a rubbing the dirty. Face. Yeah.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I like it.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm jazzed up about it. They also call their Oiler collection of clothes the Oil Drip Collection, which I also like.
Mm-hmm.
So that's real good.
I like that. Better than that Tighten Up shit.
No, Tighten Up's good too.
No, Tighten Up's one of the worst phrases.
Tighten Up's great.
My Falcons have the worst one, but the Tighten Up is horrible.
Well, the Titans for like a year were trying to use who run that or who run it.
Yeah.
Who run it, I think. In like old English, looks like the tat you would have got over your belly button in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
I think it says who run it. You got Hal run it.
Oh.
But who run it Titans? I think that's what it is. Yeah, who run it Titans? It popped up. It's so not good. And if you look at the gear, it's the Cross 36 Mafia collection.
Yeah, 36 Mafia. Here we go.
But see it? It's in the old English.
Oh, yeah.
Who run it? They put it on everything. Oh, it was so ugly.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. Like, who run the South? Like, I get it. It just doesn't look good.
And 36 Mafia being from Memphis, it makes sense.
Yeah, I get it. I get it all. I just don't care for it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I even mind the slogan as much as I mind the way that they represented it.
Yeah.
Didn't look good.
All right. So let's actually do some podcasting about games.
I
mean,
I think this is, we've been doing it.
So what'd you play this week?
Not a whole hell of a lot. Still playing Party Animals. That game's still real funny to me. I enjoy that game, and we're getting sneaky good at it.
So, question, because it's on Xbox, has friend of the show Patman joined?
He has not, but I want to be clear on something. It's only a two-player game.
Oh, okay. I think you did say that last week.
Yeah. So he said, should I get Party Animals? And we were like, yes. But at the end of the day, I mean, only two people can party up to play. Now, we could do a custom game.
Mm-hmm.
But like in a real thing where you earn rewards, it can only be two of you.
Okay.
Which is a misstep. The game should have three and four-man teams, but it's real good. It's real enjoyable.
Okay. Did you get to play any Speedstorm? Did you finish the season out before the new one started?
I did not finish the season out, and I just booted up the next season, which is Frozen, this afternoon, and I didn't even run a race. All I did was collect rewards for 45 minutes. Because they've changed a lot, and also there was a lot to collect.
Yeah.
So, did not finish it out. They rebalanced things again. They gave me just a shit ton of stuff. And you may have got it, too. Did you get shards for, like, everybody?
No, I did not. I barely got any. They switched something over. I unlocked, like, something for one of the Mulan character, like the person that goes with them, your helper.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was it. That's the only thing I really got. Yeah, Shin.
I think I got I think I got like shards for every character I own, which is weird. And a lot of them, I got a bunch of shards. So I got this. You're looking at the Frozen thing, the Let It Go season 5. I got this doofy bastard to the left already, I think, or I got the other guy. Who's the hard to get one, Elsa?
I have no idea.
I already got 6 Elsa shards too. Now shit. Wally's going to be legit. I can't wait for him, but he can't get him yet. You also can't get the Oswald and Hortensia.
Actually, I might play just to play as Wally.
Wally looks good. His car looks awesome too.
Yeah.
Wally. He'll be through one of the weekly challenges.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you'll get Wally. Cause he's not there's no Wally pack coming. They do their one-offs through the pack. That's the way Oswald's pack will be too.
Okay.
I'll get Figment, so I'm three shards from having Figment, and they have that Figment challenge going in limited right now, and I got top 25%.
Damn, I can never get in the top 75.
Yeah, you just gotta play more.
So I play, but I'm just not good. I suck at racing games.
I got top 25% on my Portal. Didn't even bother to turn the system on to get it. Well, I mean, I did because that's how the Portal worked, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, but I'm still only level 25. I mean, that's my highest.
You know, it doesn't matter on that race because it's regulated because you're playing as Figment.
Oh, that's true because he's level 30, right?
Yeah, so it's locked, yeah.
Okay, yeah. I'm just not good.
Okay.
Like I said before, I'm just not good. I'm not good at racing games.
Now, have you played the Frozen?
No.
Okay, me either.
So I actually deleted it once at the season. I locked in and was like, fuck, I'm done. I did the whole season like I told them I would do.
I heard the track is awesome. I haven't played it yet, but I heard really good things.
Yeah, a friend of the show, Marshall 205, said it was good. But I actually might have to re-download it to try to fuck with Wally.
Get that Wally.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I booted that up. I didn't play. We played Party Animals. He's been banned on Rocket League. He's back open again. He can play again. I didn't play anything solo, I don't believe. And the only other thing I played was our multiplayer game, which I guess we can talk about now, which is Demio.
Yes.
This was week three, right?
Week three.
So we have one more to do. And I think after we do the one more, which would be this week coming up, we'll take a break and get all the holiday out of the way.
Yes, I agree. Did you talk to them about that?
I meant to bring it up. Pat, man, but friend of the show, Marshall 205, is on the same page as well. We'll just kick back off with you after the holiday.
Okay.
If we want to still keep going.
Yeah.
So we have one more. Now, I have mixed feelings about this Demio performance that we just had.
Mm-hmm.
It was arguably our most efficient performance time-wise. We were able to complete stage one and two of chapter two in record time. It was the first time I felt like friend of the show Marshall 205 had fun. Very first time.
Yeah, he seemed more into it than he...
But this seemed more like the first time you played and like you didn't have fun. So the first time you didn't have fun because you didn't know what was going on. The second time you seemed like you had a lot of fun. Last time you stayed dead the entire time.
Yeah, well, that was because I was dead. Couldn't do anything.
It seemed like you didn't have fun. He was unengaged on version one and two, but he was really engaged this time.
Mm-hmm.
And I talked to him after. This is the most fun he had had playing it with all four of us. It's like we just can't get everybody to hit all at once.
It wasn't, I'm saying I didn't have fun. I died really quick. Like I was doing good. And then when I died, I was like, oh, I'm done.
Should you try a different character?
I mean, I can. I just don't, someone has to tell me what to play and what to do.
I mean, I'm not saying you should. I'm asking. Like, do you think you don't have fun because the purpose of that character is to go out and scout?
No, that's what I like to do. You know how I like to go in Minecraft when we played or any game, I like to just go out.
But what's happening that's causing you to die all the time?
Oh, because I'm getting stuck with enemies and I can't get out quick enough. Because you only get the like two turns, like basically.
Yeah, but I think what has to happen is when you move and shit pops up, you have to move away.
Yeah.
Instead of attacking, you got to get out.
Yeah, I think I need to move to the area, unlock it, like see what's there, and then back out on the next turn instead of keep on going.
You got to move stealth, move stealth, move, and that has to always be it.
But see, when I have to go one turn with no stealth.
Right.
And that's why I need, good. Let's say I need to go, I can do two moves as stealth, move, next thing, next character, stealth, move, or I mean, don't have to, I can move, then spread up, and then start working my way back. So I can get like maybe two or three advances before I need to start heading back to you guys.
Yeah. I don't know. I hope we all have fun this last time.
Mm-hmm.
Is Demio a game you would ever play after?
I did play and not good at all.
Yeah.
I did a single player and it didn't work. And I tried to use two characters. And I tried to use the character you use.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I died pretty quick.
Yeah. Now, did you play the facility, the other game you bought?
No, I have Foundation.
Foundation. Yeah. The facility, that old shitty movie.
No, I did not play any Foundation. I did finish the season on new era quarterback. Now pro era football.
Did you win the Super Bowl?
Yeah, I won the Super Bowl. Barely.
I still need to finish that.
Barely. I mean, I had to come back and win.
I want to do that. So MetaQuest had a giant sale for Black Friday and for Cyber Monday. And let me just tell you, I bought everything. I mean, I just went on a spree. I'm trying to pull it up where I can, cause I bought so much. I can't even remember what I bought. It's only like four or five games, but it's a lot.
Yeah. And how you told me the little trick to throw, it does not work in the quest 2.
Where you're turning your body.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Actually, it makes it, it makes me throw worse.
Huh. It's weird.
That I, when I do that way, the ball, instead of going like straight, it goes straight to the ground.
Oh, that's weird. I don't have that problem at all.
I don't know if it's not seeing the arm like in the back.
Oh, so I did forget one thing I played and purchased, which was Real VR Fishing Complete Edition.
Oh, I bet you did.
I bought that, and I've already fished with friend of the show, Marshall 205. We're just on a beach somewhere. It's beautiful. It's nice, and we're just tossing rods, crossing lines. It's real good. It looks beautiful, and we're just hanging out, having the time of our lives.
Oh, look at that view.
Oh, dude, it's pretty. It's like photorealistic when you're looking at it. It's just like you're sitting out there.
Can you compete against each other, or?
You kind of are, but you kind of aren't. So you're catching fish, and there obviously is that competitive, like mine's bigger.
Mm-hmm.
Because it shows you the size of the other person's fish when you catch. Can't wait to catch that, like a mako.
Oh my God, look at the background.
Dude, it looks so good when you're in it.
Is it like real? They probably just realistically put that in there, and you, the only thing that's really not is just your rod and the fish?
Water. Yeah, the water is real and it has animated things on it.
Mm-hmm.
You, your boat, your fish, like whatever there. The backgrounds are static, but they're beautiful. So we're playing, right? We're fishing. It looks great. Everything. We're on a sandy beach. We're just fishing, having a good time. Out of nowhere, a humpback whale breaches and smashes down in the distance.
Oh.
Which, it won't blow me away the second time, but the first time, like, it was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So I bought that, and then let me start this list. So I bought Real VR Fishing. I bought The Room VR, A Dark Matter. I bought Eye of the Temple. I bought Townscaper VR, Red Matter 2, and Cosmonius High. And Walkabout Mini Golf. Was that 7 games?
Yeah, you did.
So Eye of the Temple, The Room VR, and Red Matter 2 were part of a bundle. What I really wanted to play was Room VR, mm-hmm. but all three of them were all rated 4.8 or above, and they're all on the top list, and they're all puzzle games. And so it just made sense for me to get the whole bundle.
Yeah.
You know, Red Matter 2 looks awesome too. Townscaper is a puzzle game I wanted. Cosmonius High is a game by the Vacation Simulator and Job Simulator, and I love those games. And so I wanted that. The VR Fishing and the Walkabout Mini Golf were games that we could play together.
Yeah.
And I assume we're going to talk about the MetaQuest games that are free.
Yes.
So I won't bring those up, but they're on my library already too.
Yep, same.
So yeah, Walkabout Mini Golf is going to be fun.
Yeah, I think I watched a trailer on this after you told me about it. Think about it. Yeah.
Yep. So that's what I bought.
All right. So me, I played the Disney Speedstorm until the season was done. Played a little bit more Fallout 76, Star Trek Online. And I did start the PlayStation game, the Tearaway.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah.
Not Tearaway.
Is it not Tearaway? What's it called? The
Teardown.
Teardown.
Like Tearaway is that old Media Molecule game.
No,
also, it pulled up Reebok Breakaway Pants.
Yeah, I did.
Typed in
Tearaway. No, I played. Yeah, I played Teardown. Like two missions. So I played this one. Oh no, I'm sorry. That's your base. That one's your base. No, it's not that one. There's two. It's neat because it's two missions and you have to like sneak around. Oh, yeah, I played this one.
I heard nothing but good things about it.
Yeah, it's pretty fun.
Before you talk more about it, did you have those breakaway pants?
Oh, I sure did.
With the snaps on them?
Yeah, sure did.
When you're like warm up pants?
Oh, I had the Chicago Bulls and Atlanta Hawks set.
Hell yeah, dude! I had a set of UK ones.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had just like the generic ones where you would buy like, you know, from the store that weren't like branded.
Yeah.
Those snaps would like when you laid on them, they would like smash into your side.
I had a Georgia Tech one also. I was a big basketball Georgia Tech fan.
Hell yeah. Breakaway. So Teardown, are you going to stick with it?
Yeah, I'm looking at playing it some. It's actually a little different than I was thinking. I said there's actually missions. not to spoil it, but the first mission, you go to do something and you're on camera. And so the cops are looking for you. And then, so you're trying to go do stuff so the cops don't find you. So your next mission is to do some stuff to hide your identity.
Interesting.
And your purpose is you don't have to tear down everything around. You kind of have to sneak around to not start fires, because fires will set alarms off, or if you can't break this window because it'll set an alarm off, or open this door this way because it'll set an alarm off, and then the cops will come.
So it tells you specifically what you have to break?
Yeah. And then there's a top-down view of the map. It'll tell you where you need to go. And then you got to kind of figure out how to get into the rooms that you want to get into.
Unfortunately only single player, right?
Yeah, only single player. But any vehicle that's around, you can use it. Like, you can drive all those cars, even that sports car.
That's fun.
Drive the sports cars, the cranes, the any truck. The only thing you can't drive is your actual van that you're in, which is on the front.
You ever just go rogue and just take the worst possible path just to fail?
No.
Like, just jump in the crane and just smash through everything?
The first one, you had to tear down a house. I destroyed the whole, I went and grabbed some big trucks and just basically tore the whole house down. I just ran it over.
I like that. That's one I want to check out, but as you heard, I have a lot to check out.
Mm-hmm. And so that's pretty much what I played. That's all I played.
Just tear down. And
I did start up. Oh my God. A game I played before, but I got the PlayStation 5 version. So I'm blowing up my This War of Mine, the Final Cut.
Oh yeah. That's a game you've already played a ton of.
Yeah, I've played it twice, and I'm playing on PlayStation 5. So I'm gonna see if I can just get some trophies off of that. Just something else to play. It actually looks, I have a newer TV, so it actually looks really good on the new TV. Because before, it didn't look good on the TV I had, because I had a 47-inch, but I guess the pixels weren't good. And I actually played it in the VR, and I played better on the VR. Because I can zoom in more, and it just looked good.
The game definitely has an art style.
Mm-hmm. All right, so that's all I play. So let's want to get into some news?
Yeah, let's do the news.
Okay. Minimize this. With Black Friday going around, the Xbox Series X drops less than $350 post Black Friday deals. You can still find them, even the Diablo 4 box. The only reason I brought this up, because I do see the sets out there, the consoles out there. I went to Target, I went to GameStop, and I went to Walmart, to both Walmarts, and I had stuff in stock. So if anybody's interested in getting a console, this would be a good time, especially an Xbox. Oh, did I lose you?
Nope.
Okay. You're like, I don't care.
Yeah. I got one.
All right. So since you, the Xbox Game Pass is losing, I don't really think, was it because I'm not Xbox? They actually lose games.
Yeah, they constantly come and go.
Yeah, so that was weird. Like, last month they lost Battlefield 1943, Bad Company 1 and 2. And Grid, which I thought was kind of, I know those are popular games.
Mm-hmm.
Next one I wanted to bring up. They're adding, though, some games. Remnant, From the Ashes of Remnant 2 has been added. And trying to get it to where you can see it also, if you wanted to. Leaving Soon also, they're going to Chain Echoes. What was it? Rubber Bandits is a game that I've heard somebody talk about before.
Rubber Bandits is fun.
Yeah, I think you guys talked about that.
Yeah, we played it.
But then they're getting... Oh, shit, I just deleted something I wanted to show you. I'll pull.
Rest in peace.
Yep. They're getting... where's the games? Steam World Build. What was another? The Rise of Tomb Raider. World War Z. Chivalry 2. We play Total Reliable Delivery Service, Goat Simulator 3, and Far Cry 6. It was all coming to Game Pass.
Mm-hmm.
And So there was a statement made that Xbox would like to have Game Pass on every screen, including PlayStation and Nintendo. They're even talking about like the smart TVs, which I think would be a cool idea to do. The more, I would say more stuff out there, more gaming options to play games, the better.
I agree with that.
Okay, let me pull the next one. Xbox accidentally leaked the Peter Griffin and Solid Snake in Fortnite Chapter 5. So they did a release trailer for Xbox, and they show Peter Griffin and from, where's Peter Griffin from? Family Guy.
Family Guy.
And then Solid Snake from Metal Gear. And it was towards the end of the video. You there's a little part where Solid Snake pops out of a box, and then they show Peter Griffin walking.
Peter's
his cartoon. He's the cartoon version.
Yeah, but he's he looks good.
Yeah, he's all big and bulky.
Yeah, he's kind of shredded. He's like shredded Peter Griffin.
Mm-hmm. All right. Here's the controller. Mm-hmm. The UK's best tea brand has created a new Xbox controller, Yorkshire Tree. I just want to show you, let you see what that looked like.
Yorkshire tea.
Tea. I said she, right? Tea.
You said tree.
Oh, tree. Okay.
Said they tea. Did a PS5 one too?
Yeah.
The controller is kind of ugly as shit, but I like the idea.
And there's difference. See, this one controller, the Yorkshire tea, is right on the actual touchpad.
I'll click over there to the shop. Let's see how much they cost.
So what do you think? $150. I would say $150.
No.
€150.
What was that, like $12 over here?
I don't know. Oh, look, they got a teapot.
Hold on.
You're looking it checking. Up?
Yeah, I'm checking.
Okay.
You keep going.
I'm all into like the different kind of controllers and that. But even I'm not going to buy any. All right. PlayStation Stars has announced a couple things. There's a certain things you can get for your stars. If you have a PlayStation Portal for remote players only, you can actually get a digital PlayStation Portal. So you can only get this on your PlayStation Stars.
How do you get it?
You have to play a game on your PlayStation Portal.
Oh, so I should have it.
Yeah. So if you hit it, well, you might have to start it though.
I thought they all automatically started, or is just a button to start all now?
Yeah, just it's a button to start all.
Or you
all.
Can start them from the outside.
Yeah, you start it from the outside.
150 euros is $163. That's an expensive ass controller.
Yeah, it is. Then they have to where they're wanting people to play games, so they have a Horizon Forbidden West, and then Destiny 2. If you play those two games, you can add certain controllers. I mean, it's certain figures. You can get a Glacier White PS4 if you play on the PlayStation 4 or PlayStation 5. Some cozy bunny slippers. And then Eliza, if you play Eliza P, you get this little weird character. King's Flame Trophy. There was one I saw on there. It's 250 points, which is the most I've ever seen. Usually they're 50 points. But 250 if you buy a specific games. And a couple of games are free, which is... I don't know what you want to buy them if you can get them for free if you already have PlayStation Plus. I don't understand that.
Oh, you're right. You do have to start that one.
The portal?
Mm-hmm.
Because I think it was added after.
Yeah, you have to start it.
You going to start?
Play any PS4, PS5 game. Oh, wait, it says play any game on your PS4 or PS5 or PS Portal.
No, on that one, it said it only for PlayStation Portal owners.
Do you not even see that quest?
No, I didn't.
Oh.
I'll look again.
Yeah, so here's the crazy thing, though. It doesn't matter what I play. If I just play any game at all, even not on the Portal, I get it.
Yeah, I don't have it.
Yeah, it says play any game on PS4, PS5, or PlayStation Portable to get this collectible. So all I have to do is play it. It's also active for 730 days.
Oh, hell yeah.
So you have plenty of time if you decide to get a Portal.
Maybe. It might be my own Christmas present for me. All right. So PlayStation's released the December monthly games. 2K Drive's on there.
Saw that.
Power Wash Simulator, which I've been wanting to play that.
It'll be a fun one for to have on PlayStation, I think.
And a game called Sable, which actually looked pretty cool. I don't know if you've seen the art style on this.
Yeah, it's a good look.
Yeah, it's different. I'm not going to play the trailer on that one, but this one I thought was pretty cool. It's coming. Toy Trains VR is coming.
And I wonder if it's also coming to Quest. That's what I was going to say. There's another trade one.
Yeah, you can put down your own tracks.
There's already one like this that doesn't look as good as this.
Have people watching that.
This one gives me Dino Frontier vibes.
Mm-hmm. I still want to play that. I think I'm trying to see.
They probably won't tell you on here if it's coming out for it.
Let's see if it's real quick. Toy Trains. Maybe Meta. Meta Quest.
Yeah, there you go. Meta Quest. Oh, yeah. Toy Trains.
Yep. All right, sweet. All right, next one.
That'd be a good one for Friend of the Show, Marshall 205.
Oh, yeah. So the Netflix games, we don't really talk about that, but Netflix has a gaming site where you can play games, and they're bringing the original GTA trilogy to it. Where's the game? They're bringing
this remaster, the one that everybody shit on.
Yeah.
So yeah. Here's the deal with Netflix. I believe if you have Netflix, you have the option to do Netflix gaming.
Mm-hmm.
And what it does is you go kind of claim it, and then it lets you play it somewhere else.
GTA 3, Vice City, San Andreas are coming to Netflix game. December game for mobile on December 14th.
Yeah.
I've yet to check out any of the Netflix gaming.
Me too. I think it's just a splash screen you get at the beginning. Besides that, it's just the normal.
Yeah. I wonder if it might be able to play it on like on a tablet, then hook a controller up to it.
Yeah. But also why?
Right. I mean, if you have a console.
Yeah.
All right. So the big news, since we're talking about
to be clear, I know I sound like a douchebag there. I didn't mean why would you do that. I meant why would you play that version of GTA that way is what I meant.
Yeah.
I do think I don't hate the next Netflix gaming, and there's games I would definitely play with a tablet hooked up to a controller, and I have. Just not that game, because that version was the worst version of that game.
Mm-hmm.
I sound like a dick bag when I said it. But I didn't mean like, you peasants, why don't you get a console? I meant, why would you play GTA like that?
No, it's already changed. It's too late. Too late.
Yeah, well, shit.
Damn it. I already think you're an asshole anyway.
Well, I am, but not because of what I need it to be accurate.
Right. All right. So Rockstar has confirmed the trailer for GTA 6 will be Tuesday, December 5th at 9 a.m. Eastern time.
And I can only assume that you'll be fully erect until that time.
No.
You can't wait. Now, you can act casual. You can act like you don't give a shit, but I know better.
No, actually, this next story I'm actually more excited for than...
I don't believe you. Yeah. I don't even know what the next story is, and I don't believe you.
Yeah.
You've platinum GTA 5 25 times.
Twice.
And there's no part of me that believes that you're more excited about this.
No, I am. I've been watching like all kinds of stuff on it. No. The Fallout TV show is coming. They dropped a trailer, and it actually looked really, really good.
What's it going to be on? Prime?
Yeah, Amazon Prime. It's going to release April 12th, 2024. And it's supposed to be canon, so...
We'll see. I mean, Fallout is super fucking cool, but if you can't nail the aesthetic.
They got a goal. But that was pretty cool.
Yeah, he needs a little cosmetic.
The outfit looks legit.
The outfit doesn't look too bad. It's the vault door.
Yeah, the vault looks good. The bright light as you walk out the vault, just like in the game.
Yeah. Oh, that's what's her name.
There's a skull. Let me
go. I mean, it looks good. And post-apocalyptic is, I mean, that's a, it's easy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't, well, I don't like, I also sound like a dig bag there. What I'm saying is like, they do a lot of that. They know what looks good.
Yeah.
It's easy to make it look good.
I look at the armor.
Oh yeah. That power armor looks good.
Dog
meat.
People in the vault.
Shit. All hell's breaking loose in the vault. Yeah, it looks fun.
I'm interested. Hopefully it does pretty good. I saw that it's like Halo 2, Halo drop season 2, the trailer.
Yeah, but real quick, there's no way you're more excited about this TV show that may or may not be good than a game that you've platinum 122 times.
No, I am.
No.
Yeah.
You can say whatever you want for the clicks, but I know better.
I platinum Fallout 4 and Fallout 76.
Yeah, it's a TV show.
Yeah.
No.
We'll do... Here we go.
How many new stories do you have?
Two more. So everyone saw that where we talked about Legos coming to Fortnite.
Yep.
And here's like a little teaser trailer. I'm going to cut it like halfway through. They show one of the characters picking up a Lego brick. And then she shakes it and then poop, she turns into Lego. Hell so yeah. I think you're going to be playing as Lego characters.
The loot llama that ran by was Lego as well.
Yeah, so I think the whole world will be a Lego world in Fortnite.
There's also the weird Fortnite Rocket League crossover.
Yeah, and I was going to mention that also.
The was it Rocket Racer?
Rocket Racer. Which they didn't show like anything on it. They just said it's coming.
Be cool if it wasn't Fortnite.
Right. All right, the last news we're going to bring up is the Quest free games for the month is Thrill of the Fight, which I heard is amazing. And then the Swarm.
Yeah, I have them both downloaded, but I haven't tried them yet. Real quick, before we get off here, I want to shit on Meta real quick.
Oh, yeah. You didn't talk about your Meta debacle.
I have the Elite Strap with the battery backup for my Quest 3.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't work. So what happens is I charge it. It's supposed to have this pass-through charging where I charge the one on the back and it charges both the headset and the extended battery. It does not, in fact, do that. What it does is only charge the extended battery. And then when I turn the system on, it's like, oh, you got battery for the headset, then you got extended battery. And then immediately after that, the extended battery disappears. And I get no extra juice from using the extended battery. It doesn't work in any way, shape, or form. And it's a known problem. Friend of the show, Patman, sent me an article. After I read that article, I read 100 more articles.
Mm-hmm.
So then I'm like, well, this is shitty. And it says that they're working, they're not even selling these things anymore. And they're working on replacing the ones that are out there. So I get on there and I'm like, let me just do the live chat. So I connect with Rebecca.
All right. You know, like, she was your friend.
And I'm like, she's like, how are you? And I'm like, I don't know what to say to that because you know, I'm not great because I'm here, but I'm like doing well. And she's like, I understand you have a problem with your Elite Strap, and then it disconnects. Chat was lost. I'm like, well, that wasn't fucking helpful. So right. Then I try to establish a new chat, and it keeps failing. And I'm like, well, this works as well as the fucking extended battery I have. So then it says there's other ways to contact us. Try contacting us by email. And I'm like, okay, let me try that. I'm civilized. I could email. I tell the whole same story over again. Now, keep in mind, this is a known issue.
Mm-hmm.
So I email up. I get a response, and you know what they say? You already have a ticket open. We're just going to close this one and roll it into that one because it's already open. Well, I don't know how to talk to Rebecca again. I don't know how to get a hold of Rebecca. I don't have her number.
Right.
I don't have a way to communicate with Rebecca. So then I'm just pissed. I'm just sitting around waiting. I don't know how to do anything. Well, Rebecca emails me and says, hey, here's a list of things that I need answers to. And a lot of it is like, is it plugged in with the original cord? Are you sure it's plugged in with the original cord? Do you have all the cords plugged in good? It's shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's a couple questions of note. Like, I'll give you that it's a good question to say, are you using the original cord? All that other shit is kind of the same.
Yeah.
And then it's like, does it show up and then disappear? Which is yes. Yeah, it says, you know, is it charging? Well, I don't fucking know. It looks like it, but I can't see it. So there's 30 questions that are all the same, and there's 5 that are useful. I answered one that pretty much answers all of the 30, and then I answered the 5 that are actually useful. And then I don't hear back from Rebecca. Then the next day, I get an email from somebody named Darren some piece of shit named Darren who's like, Rebecca turned this over to me, but we can't help you because you're not answering all the questions. They have to be answered, complete, and in the order they were sent to you in. And now I'm about this fucking close to just sending them all 100 articles of how the fucker doesn't work, and they know it doesn't work.
Mm.
Like, I don't know what we're doing right now. They know it doesn't work. Right. I know it doesn't work. What are we troubleshooting? They know it doesn't work. Like, I don't even know what we're trying to accomplish. They want a picture of my damn headset plugged into the wall. If I send that to them, Darren's getting a dick pic along with it.
Oh, you
for scale.
Right. Just stand there and just get the, just have the dick in the picture.
Yeah. I'll with just the have quest. Like a tip.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or reflection, the reflection in the glass.
Real tip. Because he's like, we have to diagnose the problem. And I want to respond with the article and say, could it be this, Darren? Could mm-hmm. it be that you're not even selling them because they're so broken?
Yeah.
Or do you think I have the wrong fucking cord hooked up to it?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to throat punch Darren.
Now,
anyways, I only have 9 days to respond to Darren. I haven't even done it yet because I don't even have the energy for him.
Now, friend of the show, Marshall 205, is not experiencing this issue, correct?
Yeah, but what he's experiencing now, I think, is panic because he thinks his is not maybe working as good because they're not working and he's panicking. I think his is absolutely fine.
Now, would you send it, if you were him, would you send it back to get a new one?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, probably because here's from what I understand, and I read several articles, they either work or they don't.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they don't work for a little while and then stop working. Like, if you have a working one, you're fine. But out of paranoia, which is what I think he has, then yes, I would. But I'm about to just take the piece of shit back to Best Buy and get my money back because I can't deal with Meta over this. Why don't they say, hey, there's a known issue. Is it doing this? If it is, then hold up. We'll send you a box, put that one in it. We'll send you a new one. It's just pissing me off.
Oh, no, it was. We heard you that night.
Yeah, I should have put that rage at the beginning of the show because I'm not angry at all you beautiful people.
Yeah.
But I am angry. Okay. That's all I got.
All right. So I wanted to talk about something real quick with you and the fans. So, you know, I order a lot of stuff from different places. I'm not going to say the name of the place I got, but they shipped me a box. Pretty big box. And there's probably 20 items in the box. I did not order any of it.
You didn't order a single thing that you received.
No.
Does it rhyme with Famazon?
No.
Okay.
It's rhymes with Ego.
Oh, they just sent you a random box?
My wife ordered some stuff for Christmas for me from them.
Oh, so you had a legitimate order and you just also got someone else's order.
A box with like 20 items and looking at maybe $500 or $600 worth of items.
Now let me say this. Because I know you're going to keep them.
That's what I was going to discuss with you.
I already know that you are. But are you also comfortable ruining whatever child's Christmas that they actually belong to?
Well, I still have them in the box waiting to see if I get a mail, email or a call.
I want you to think about little Gerald
mm-hmm.
sitting around the tree waiting for Santa. But there's no Santa because some douchebag got your Lego.
Well, no, because what will happen is mom or dad will say, hey, we didn't get that box. It was never delivered. And then they're going to call.
You know what they're busy doing? Working two jobs to pay for little Johnny's Legos.
No, they're going to call and like, hey, we ordered this on Black Friday. It is already 3 weeks. Christmas is like 4 days. And we still have not got that box. Oh, man, we'll just look at it. Well, it got sent to somebody else. We'll send you everything you ordered since it didn't get to you.
You're no better than MetaQuest Brian or Darren.
Darren.
You're no better than him. I would keep that shit. What are we talking about?
I know, but I'm going to keep it, but I'm going to, just in case it does come in, I will be a good Samaritan and a good person and send it back if they.
But here's the thing. You just be sending it back to Lego because you're mm-hmm. correct in that those people would have already got their replacement.
Yeah.
So what you say is I didn't get shit. Get off my business.
Right. Well, and it also was not delivered to my house.
Get off my sack. These are none of your business.
Right.
Did you get anything you wanted?
Oh, there's a couple things I want.
Yeah.
And some extra goods, like the goodies, like the free gifts were purchased.
I mean, I wouldn't send them back, but you are ruining someone's Christmas. That's where I think we leave off.
You guys let me know. Am I ruining someone's Christmas?
Now, I once received a thing that I wasn't supposed to receive.
Mm-hmm.
I ordered something and I got something different. And then that's a totally separate situation, right? Because then you have to tell them, like, the thing you sent me is not what I wanted.
Yeah.
But the thing that you got might have cost more than the thing you actually ordered.
Ooh.
So I did the right thing and I said, hey, you actually sent me this, which was more expensive than what I ordered, but I didn't get what I ordered. You know what they said?
Keep it.
Keep it, and we'll send you the correct one too.
Nice.
Because and you're an honest person and you're not going to have to burn in hell like your friend Gerald who kept those kids' Lego.
Is that also rhyme with Amazon?
No, that was from I don't even remember who I ordered that from. It was way back in the day. It was I'll tell you how long ago it was. It was when it was a flip out keyboard for like the iPhone 3G.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Cause you know, keyboards went away and I couldn't let it go.
Mm-hmm.
And so it turned into like a Sidekick, but I ordered the cheap one and got like the nice model.
That's how I got my PlayStation 4.
Yeah.
My brother ordered one, a PlayStation 4. Cause mine was supposed to, I was supposed to get one from Tanner, and he gave me some games to let mine be sold to a regular of his. So he gave me three free games for it. Two or three. I think it was three. So my brother ordered one and got one. It didn't come in. It said it was delivered. He thought Porch Pirates got it. So he called them up. They sent him another one. And then like 2 days later, the original one showed up. And then he called and told me, just told him that, fuck it, just keep it.
Now,
he called him.
I have a friend that ordered a canoe from a company that rhymes with Schmamazon.
Mm-hmm.
And he got two canoes.
Oof.
He ordered a canoe or a kayak. I don't know the fucking difference. Mm-hmm. He got two canoes or kayaks. And I said, you going to send that one canoe or kayak back? And he said, no, I'm going to sell that canoe or kayak on Craigslist and or Marketplace. And pay for the first canoe kayak. And that's what he did.
Damn.
But, you know, Amazon ain't hurting for any kind of money. No. They don't care.
No, they send it all to the other places to sell.
Yeah. So, anyways, you're going to hell.
Yep. Oh, that Kivado. What's the best day to go shopping there?
Kivado.
That's right.
Kivado. Better name. Still stupid. Anytime during the week.
So not on the weekends?
No.
Okay, because my dad was kind of like wanting to go.
It doesn't ever get like give me a five busy.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, during the week is better.
Okay.
They always have Lego there. Always.
But he went there the other day and said he didn't see none because he ran in there. But he said it was like crazy. Well,
he came after Black Friday and Cyber Monday. So
yeah, true.
Dirt Cheap has that Atari set that I want.
Ooh.
But the box looks like somebody ran over it with a dump truck.
Hmm.
And I kind of want that one in the box.
Yeah, I would want that one in the box also.
So, all right. Well, we gotta wrap it up.
Yep. All right. So that's it for me. That's it for you. If you'd like to support us, head over to patreon.com/GameStitch. Follow us on our socials on the X at @game_stitch. Tell me what you think I should do and if Ryan's an asshole or not. Follow me at @HoeEffinShow. That was episode 567. We'll be back next week. Same time, same place. Goodbye, everybody.
Cut that last cough out.
Please can say goodbye. Give a couple seconds, say goodbye.
Oh, no. I'll leave this all in. Leave this whole conversation. I forgot to say goodbye.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Here's what I was unplugging the heater, and I was like, I need to unplug that. And then I had that cough I'd been saving, and I completely forgot the show ended.
Mm-hmm.
Good night.